Part 1. A Buddhist Perspective on Weight Control. Chapter 1. Ending Your Struggle with Weight. I have been struggling with my weight all my life. I know I have to lose weight. I do not like the way I look. I do not like the way I feel. I have gone on diets, tried diligently to exercise, lost the weight, and had it all come back in no time. I've lost count of how many times I have gone through this yo-yo cycle of loss and gain. I am totally frustrated, ashamed of myself, anxious and overwhelmed about my weight. I am tired of carrying this extra weight around. I do not feel good. Every day is a struggle for me. Every night is a nightmare. I have diabetes now, and I am really worried. I fear that I will not be around to see my children grow up. I am here because I do not want to give up. There must be a way out of this suffering. Participant in a mindfulness retreat. This woman is not alone. Everywhere you turn, from television, magazines, and websites to newspapers and radio, you see, read, or hear stories about the U.S. population's frustrating struggle to lose weight. 2 out of 3 adults in the United States are overweight, and 1 out of 3 is obese, more than double the rate of obesity in the late 1970s. In scientific terms, we are in the middle of an obesity pandemic, a state of extreme weight gain that is overtaking not only the United States, but also much of the globe. This steep rise in obesity over the past 30 years has no parallel in our history. And if we do not change our current trends, the numbers will continue to rise. And this is largely because our society has become toxic in a way that experts call obesogenic. We are surrounded by societal forces that drive us to eat more and move less. And the natural result is weight gain, obesity, and the myriad health and emotional problems that go along with them. Yes, it's ultimately a personal decision to eat more than one needs and to not exercise enough. But it's also nearly impossible to escape the pressures around us that lead to unhealthy behaviors. Bombarded day in and day out by unhealthy outside influences, we easily become disassociated from what our bodies truly need and truly want. Just think of the food court at the local shopping mall. It's a feast of choices that can overwhelm the senses. You see and smell foods that are savory as well as those that are sweet. Steak sizzling in teriyaki sauce, oven-fresh pizza, hot cinnamon buns drizzled with snow-white icing, rich coffee confections infused with sugar syrup and topped with cream. The abundance of aromas, colors, and sounds awaken your palate and your urge to eat. In and of itself, this isn't necessarily a bad thing. Who doesn't love the look and smell of delicious food? But it often spurs us to eat automatically, whether we're actually hungry or not. Before we know it, we've eaten a supersized meal that has 2/3 of the calories we need in one day, and we weren't even hungry to begin with. When this happens day after day, week after week, what began as one enjoyable moment of eating becomes a weight problem that can affect us the rest of our lives. And this is just one of many examples of the impact our surroundings and social networks can have on our weight and health. In our food supply, there are plenty of foods and drinks that are highly seasoned with salt, sugar, and fat. According to Dr. David Kessler, former commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the food and restaurant industries deliberately produce high salt, high sugar, and high fat foods just so that people cannot resist them and want more. In his book, The End of Overeating: Taking Control of the Insatiable American Appetite, citing research done in behavioral neuroscience, nutrition, and psychology, he reports that foods high in fat, salt, and sugar alter the brain's chemistry, stimulating the release of dopamine, which in turn is associated with the feeling of pleasure. This is one of the reasons that we crave more of foods and drinks high in fat, sugar, and salt, because they are satisfying. Advertising is another. It's the market economy's way to shape social norms that propel consumption and profits. And when it comes to the food industry, what they want is for consumers to truly consume, to eat as much food and to drink as many drinks as they can stomach, and then have some more. It is telling that in the United States, the food industry spends more on advertising than any other industry except the auto industry.